GOP lawmakers slam Senator John Ossoff for claiming credit on veterans' bill signed by Trump. By Jasmine Jordan on September 5, 2025. Senator John Ossoff, DGA, is facing backlash from Representative Derek Van Orden, RY, Georgia Republicans, and the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, after his office promoted the recently signed VA Home Loan Reform Act as legislation he claimed to have championed, despite records showing he did not sponsor, co-sponsor, or vote on the bill, which passed the Senate by unanimous consent. On Wednesday, Sen. Ossoff's office posted a video on X touting credit for the bipartisan VA Home Loan Reform Act, legislation signed into law by President Donald Trump to help protect veterans from foreclosure. It showed Ossoff hosting a press conference in Georgia's Chattahoochee Valley, where he described the bill as our bipartisan bill signed into law by President Trump to protect American veterans from foreclosure and prevent veteran homelessness. The legislation allows veterans who fall behind on mortgage payments to move missed payments to the end of their loan terms. However, Ossoff's assertion of authorship was heavily disputed. Representative Derek Van Orden, RY, who introduced the bill in the House, responded on Friday, writing on X, "This is a bald-faced lie. At Sen Ossoff had absolutely nothing to do with this bill, and I mean nothing. He did not even vote for it, it passed by UC. This disgusting and shameful behavior must stop. Veterans are not political props." In a follow-up post, Van Orden urged veterans and supporters to call Ossoff's office to express collective disgust, sharing the senator's Washington phone number. Representative Mike Collins, RGA, who is running against Ossoff in the 2026 Senate race, replied, "Amen, brother. Says one thing in GA, does another in DC." Representative Buddy Carter, RGA, who is also seeking to unseat Ossoff, called Ossoff's contentions pathetic, disgusting lies, adding, "Congrats on showing Georgians you're not above using veterans as props for your press stunts. Your empty suit gimmicks spit in the face of people you claim to serve. How about spending less time on hair and makeup and more time actually working for Georgia?" Derek Dooley, another Republican challenger, through his campaign's war room said, "John Ossoff trying to take credit for a bill he had nothing to do with is the definition of a typical politician. He didn't cast a vote. He didn't do any work. He just saw a chance for a headline. Stop using veterans as props." Several Georgia outlets, including WSB Radio, WSB TV, Fox 5, and WRBL, reported that Ossoff co-sponsored or backed the legislation, citing his office's statements, even though the bill was introduced by Representative Derek Van Orden, RY, without a Senate companion. Ossoff was not a co-sponsor, he does not serve on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee that discharged it, and he neither spoke nor offered amendments when it passed the Senate by unanimous consent in July. NRSC Chairman Senator Tim Scott, RSC, criticized Ossoff, calling his narrative hogwash and saying, "Georgia deserves so much better." Senator Tommy Tuberville, RL, agreed with the sentiment, remarking, "This is why Americans hate politicians. John Ossoff had nothing to do with this bill. Our veterans are not your political prop." Georgia Insurance Commissioner John King added that Ossoff didn't have a single thing to do with this bill, but here he is taking credit for it.